Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Oh, how I have missed you guys. Glad to be back here on our really final half hour of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Going to be back in the saddle after a four-week hiatus. We welcome in now Herb Tyler as well, part of the show, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, former LSU quarterback, and Herb Teasies, he's also called. Herb, how's the family, man? How's the new house, and how's the wife and the kids and all that good stuff?
Well, first and foremost, the house is great. We love it. We just moved in. Well, I say we just moved in, but late September is when we closed on it, and took 6 months to build, and it's a great place, man. We love it. And family's doing well. My mom is doing her thing down in New Orleans. She's just trucking along as she always does, with a great heart, great spirit. Mother-in-law, grandmother doing great down in New Orleans as well. Our daughter just actually showed up today at the doorstep, right? It's about 9:58, right before we went on air. And she's coming down to visit for 2 weeks. She's, of course, has had her COVID test 8 days ago, and then she also had one yesterday. And so she's been quarantining for the last 10, 12 days or so. And so everything is good with that. And so we're going to enjoy this Christmas together, if you will. And then my son just had a birthday, November 29th.
Excellent.
Last month. And then I had mine December 6th. So we kind of celebrated that somewhat together, if you will. And we're just trying to keep things going, man. We're happy to have you back. We're happy to hear your voice. We miss you too, K-Dog. Just make sure you know that. The feeling's always mutual with that, and we love you, my brother.
I appreciate that, Herb. What's Herb Tyler want from Santa Claus, man?
Man, you know, I just really want if Santa could get us through this 2020 year and then on to 2021 with a great start, really get a hold of this COVID stuff, really get back on track as a country, as a whole, so we can all, you know, be together, love one another again, and move forward with just making, just making this country, our state, our cities, the best that we can make them, no matter what they are. And I just want, that's just really what I want, man. I just want to move on from 2020 and then move into the next year to try to create something greater for everyone, period.
That's a very worldly view of it. But now, selfishly, what do you want?
That's it. I'm telling you, it's so difficult for me to look at what I want, because I think I already have everything that I want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love a new truck. I love, to win the Powerball. Don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, I have a nice Volkswagen Passat, and I got enough money in the bank to pay the bills. I'm good.
There you go, Herb. That's all relative. That's all that ultimately matters. Herb, I think maybe like one of those virtual reality Oculus things would work for you. I think you're a virtual reality guy. I think we could try to make that happen for you.
That's cool. I'd love one of those. Now, I may end up outside some kind of way, but, you know.
I got a feeling that if I got you like a virtual reality football game, you would be in heaven to relive your playing days, man. Maybe I can get in contact with them and they could put in the Florida game film or Auburn game film and have you reenact that.
That would be awesome. I would love that. That would be great.
I wouldn't mind an LSU win today if that could be on the list as well for Santa. St. Nick, if you can make that happen.
I think it's coming. I think not only St. Nick, but I think that St. O is going to make it happen today. I think we're going to do it, man. I think we have nothing to lose. We're coming off a huge win last week against Florida, where no one gave us a chance, and some of those younger guys got a little bit more experience. And I think Max Johnson went into this week with a ton of confidence, and I think we're going to do it.
Herb, LSU, this is by all intents and purposes the end of their season. They have imposed a self-postseason ban because of the Title IX allegations and that's the investigation that's going on. I understand that. And, again, I know some LSU fans are going to boo and hiss at me right now because we do live in the immediacy of 2020 and the season that is currently potentially for LSU a 500 season. But, man, when you look at the cupboard, the recruiting class, again, of this past Wednesday, and what's in this talent pipeline of how many young players, albeit took their lumps this year, guys like Elijah Ricks, and heck, you even got Derek Stingley Jr. back again next year, who has been plagued by injuries this year. By the way, what's considered a down year for him, he only gave up one pass of 20 yards or more this year, and the dude was playing on a hobbled ankle for most of the year, was out for the first game of the year for undisclosed medical reasons. So I guess what I'm in a roundabout way, Herb, what I'm trying to say is 2021, 2022, I think fans will look back on 2020 and say, ah, okay, if we had to go through that to be where they are in the national championship conversation, it would be well worth it. You agree?
I could not have said it better. I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes you got to, you know, you go through the valleys to get to the mountaintop, as it always, you know, it always is. So in the way that you handle yourself and conduct yourself during this time will, you know, determine how you are the next time you're on the mountaintop, right? Because we were there and people were questioning it and say, does Coach O really know how to handle all of this success and where we are and all of this other stuff? And then maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but I can tell you something. He can learn from both of them, the being at the very highest and then being at the very lowest, which I don't think he can get any lower than right now where we are as far as the football season is concerned and then all the extracurricular stuff that's been going on. But, I agree. In 2021, 2022, 2023, we're going to be mad because I think that he can keep churning out those top three recruiting classes, that's really going to make us, have that depth that we've been looking for over the past few years of just having guys and staples of guys ready to roll. Once one crop leaves, another crop comes in, and there's a crop in the middle that's actually playing great, and that's going to be ready to roll.
Herb, Mark Sonji, former high school football coach. Well, really, I expect him to be back at some point coaching again soon. Longtime high school football coach in Louisiana, formerly of Jesuit, just sent me a text wanting me to tell you hello and give you his best. And Coach Sanji is a dear friend of mine, so glad to hear from Mark Sanji, that's for sure. I know you think highly of him as well.
He's a great coach, man. He's done so many great things for the kids and the parents and the alumni of Jesuit and in the city of New Orleans, period, with who he is. He's a great ambassador for high school football coaching. And he's one of the guys that's going to go down in the Hall of Fame, period. He's that great, in my opinion.
You know, I was once on his staff as a freshman coach at Brother Martin.
I like it.
Yeah, lasted one year. I decided that wasn't for me. Coaching and teaching wasn't going to be my cup of tea.
I figured that. I said, well, that's it. At least you gave it a shot, dog. You gave it a shot.
What enough money, man. I saw the hard work that Coach Sanji would pour into game plans, et cetera, with his staff, and I was like, man, I don't know if I could commit to those kind of hours for that kind of pay.
You don't do it for the money, and I know he'll be the first to tell you. It's not about the money. It's all about the gratitude that you get from seeing those kids succeeding at something that they had no idea that they could do, one. And then, two, whenever they move on from high school to college and become the young men that they're going to become, that's what you do it for. It's nothing about the money that makes you do it, because you ain't going to make any money by just coaching football. You got to coach football. You got to teach science, and you also have to be an assistant athletic director at the school, and you also have to be a part-time janitor also to make some decent money. You know, I know exactly how it works.
By the way, Herb, as we kind of stick on the high school theme here, state championships next weekend, and they're going to be at Northwestern, and they're not going to be in their traditional Louisiana Superdome. And, man, that's just another dagger in the backs of these players, especially the seniors, that it look forward to maybe their whole entire high school career of playing a state championship in the Superdome. That's what it's been all about for a long, long time in this state, and that's where you ultimately end your career if you're successful, if you're lucky enough, if you're a high school senior. And they're not going to be able to play their state championships in the Superdome. The LHSAA did the best they could. They couldn't get the clearance from the city of New Orleans, so they moved it on to Natchitoches. And, man, I just feel bad for those players that, in particular the seniors, that you know it as a high school player, man. Your dream is to finish your season in the Superdome, and that's not going to happen. Now, with that said, a state championship opportunity is still a state championship opportunity.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an opportunity. But the thing is, you know, I played in the Dome at least five times, I think, two times for junior high championships. Never for a high school championship, but I played during the season in high school. And just to be able to play and say that you was on the field where NFL players play, you know, you may never get that opportunity ever again, period. And it's just something that's different, and it brings a whole new light and perspective to what you're doing and why you're doing it, and it brings you to another place as far as, you know, confidence level to say, you know what, I'm on this field. I'm going to show everybody what I can do. And it's a great feeling. And, you know, I wish things could have been, it could be different, you know, and we've talked about this before in regards to the mayor of New Orleans is in regards to how she feels about it. I mean, she's doing what she thinks is best for the citizens. You know, we think that we could do something different, right, and make it a little bit more fun and a little better. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to try to protect everybody and as many people as you can from this terrible virus. But look, I'm just happy these kids had an opportunity to play this year, you know. And that's one thing that really stuck out in my head, because if you recall, in the spring,
we didn't know.
Basketball, track, and all those other, you know, sports, they had to stop, literally, because they went from, you know, being at school to not being at school anymore. And that really hurt. Mm-hmm. Those young men and women from having an opportunity to finish out their senior year or whatever year they were in, just to do whatever they needed to do. So I'm just glad that they had an opportunity to play this year, and that it actually manifested to that point and to the point of where they can actually play championship football.
Very well said, Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback Herb Teasy, a.k.a. I'm Christian Garrick. We will wrap up the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. LSU and Ole Miss today at 2:30, right here on the home of the Tigers, WWL. All right, winding down here, the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I want to remind you, Saints game day starts tomorrow as the Saints battle the Chiefs right here on Saints Radio. Our pregame coverage starts at 11 a.m. with Fans First Take, Steve Court, Steve Geller, and then it's the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff at 1 p.m., and then we'll hand things off to Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister for Saints and Chiefs in the Superdome. And Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, and we'll get to Herb's thoughts about today's game, LSU and Ole Miss, in a second. But, man, Drew Brees coming back after 11 fractured ribs. You only have 24 in your body, so he almost fractured half of the ribs in his body. He's a tough dude.
He's a tough dude, man. That's why I'm so afraid, man. I really don't want him to play today, tomorrow. But it is what it is, and I know he's, you know, chomping at the bit to do what he needs to do. So, and it's a very important game tomorrow, so I understand.
Yeah, I think we all understand. And Herb, LSU and Ole Miss today, and Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss in his first year, Coach O and Lane Kiffin, as we mentioned, we chronicle the carryover of those two, the history between those two. Coach O was once on Lane Kiffin's staff at Tennessee. I think you're going to see a lot of points today, Herb, between LSU and Ole Miss.
I agree, man. I'm right there with you. And, you know, here's where we are with this. It's going to be 40-something to 40-something. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. It might even be more than that.
What about 50-something to 50-something? Do we see the century mark broken?
You know what? Since it's Christmas, let's go 60-something to 60-something. Might as well up the ante a little bit, right?
You're killing me. You're killing me here, man. Hey, 60-something to 60-something. That would be an entertaining game, that's for sure.
I think so. It's going to be high scoring. Now, whether it get that high, I don't think so, but it's going to be pretty high scoring. I would say it's going to be upper 40s, to be honest with you. I think so. Both teams.
Herb, 60 seconds here. I do want to see how a young team handles success coming off that win against Florida, whether they're up or down for this game.
I agree. Same here. Max Johnson, continue to do the same thing that you're doing. Young DBs, make some plays, catch some interceptions, return some for touchdowns. Offensive line, continue to block well, open up some doors, lanes for the running backs. And I hope that our defensive linemen can get in the face of the Ole Miss quarterback.
All right, that's pretty much a wrap. David Potter at Master Control, great job as always. Thank you for your help. And also our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. Again, tomorrow our Saints game day coverage starts at 11 a.m. The Bud Light countdown to kickoff with me and the Cajun Cannon starts at 1 p.m. at Saints and Chiefs. In the meantime, it is LSU and Ole Miss, and it's coming up in about 2 hours as we hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network, and Chris Blair and company will carry you through to kickoff in Death Valley between LSU and Ole Miss as the Tigers look to even their record at 500 at 5-5. I'm Christian Garrick Semper Fi. I'm out, Herb. Do your thing, man, and get us to the house.
Hey, man. Everybody stay safe. Stay well. Merry Christmas. We love you. And go Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.